You've tuned in to the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of the stories you hear or hear. I'm Tom Rowan Acra. Melanie Lekosovic is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the old Coxsackie Water Tower near Manton Street in the village was demolished early Saturday, February 20th. Residents lined the street and watched from the Coxsackie Senior Center parking lot as the tower came down at 10 a.m. Quote, "It was the end of an era. That's why I am here," unquote, said Coxsackie resident Pat Myers. A muted bang took down the decades-old tower behind the Coxsackie Cemetery as spectators watched in awe. "The water tower has not been in use for years," said Alan Taverner from Delaware Engineering, the village's engineering company. The village contracted with Wargo Demolition to bring it down. Quote, "It's made of steel. There is no asbestos or any contaminated material, so it will just be hauled off to Albany for scrap," unquote, Taverner said. The water tower used to supply the village with water that was piped from the Climax Reservoir. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Evan Anstey is reporting for WIVB.com that State Attorney General Letitia James is leading a multi-state coalition of 17 different attorneys general calling for the cancellation of up to $50,000 in federal student loans for all borrowers nationwide. Senate Resolution 46 and House Resolution 100 call on President Joe Biden to use his authority to make this happen. Quote, "Student loan debt holds too many struggling borrowers down and prevents them from achieving financial stability," unquote, James says. Quote, "Canceling up to $50,000 in student loan debt will not only free these borrowers to move forward with their lives, but will simultaneously help close the racial wealth gap and move our economy to new heights," unquote. According to James's office, as many as 1 in 5 federal student loan borrowers are in default, and only 2% of borrowers who applied for loan discharges under the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program have been granted a discharge. Read more about the story at WIVB.com. And Alila Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the plan to turn the former TGA Auto Service Center at 735-737 Columbia Street in Hudson into a bar, restaurant, and brewery has fallen through. Emma and Paul O'Donnell's proposal was approved by the planning board in October, but the sale did not go through, said Josephine Cusimano, co-owner of TJ Auto. Cusimano said they planned to put the property back on the market and to close the business at the end of the month when she and her husband retire. Josephine and Antonio Cusimano opened the business in 1974. In other brewery news, the Galvin Foundation announced on February 18th it will rent space to a company called Return Brewing at the location just across the street from TJ's at 724 Columbia. That brewery is expected to open in 6 months, according to the foundation. The brewery company is responsible for obtaining any needed approvals from the city and has not done anything as yet, said Dan Kent, Galvin Foundation Vice President of Initiatives. The project has to be reviewed by the planning board, Chair Betsy Gramkow said. Whether the six-month prediction seems feasible, Gramkow could not say without a project proposal in hand. The public information on Return Brewery is sketchy, and the company does not have a website. A company spokesperson said last week Return Brewing is excited to announce its plans but is not ready to disclose details. What is known is the company intends to distribute its products to local restaurants while maintaining relationships in New York City. The brewery will operate out of the former Gifford Foundry building, built in 1856. It formerly housed Van Cleek's Tire. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.